I'll start this hour from Ukraine, where Russia began its invasion 8 months ago today. The war shows little signs of slowing down. This morning, diplomats from the United Kingdom, France, and the US issued a joint statement calling out Russia's claims that Ukraine is planning to use a dirty bomb on its own territory.
The diplomats say those claims are false, but let's get the latest from Isabel Kershudian, Ukraine bureau chief for our partners at The Washington Post. Hi, Isabel.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So the Russian defense minister has warned, again without citing any evidence, that Ukraine plans to use a traditional bomb with nuclear materials in it. That's called a dirty bomb by many. U.S., French, and British diplomats say that accusation is just an excuse for Russia to escalate this war. Is there any evidence to support what Russia says?
No, there isn't. And the Ukrainians are, you know, even inviting experts from the IAEA to come and inspect, you know, their other nuclear facilities as a way to kind of even be more transparent and say there's nothing like this going on. But it is certainly concerning because, you know, when Russia makes claims like this, you know, there is usually a lot of concern from Western countries that it's an attempt for a false flag operation, you know, basically setting the stage to do this themselves and then blame Ukraine for it.
So IAEA is the International Atomic Energy Agency. Are we hearing anything else from Ukrainians, either about this claim from Russia or about developments in the war?
Yeah, well, the Ukrainians, you know, they're obviously pushing back on any Russian claims of this, and they're kind of just going about their business. They feel very confident about how things are going militarily for them. You know, in the past 2 months, they've freed up a lot of territory in these big counteroffensives in the northeast Kharkiv region, and now they have the momentum in the south in the Kherson region, where we hear different things about, you know, the Russians trying to evacuate, as they say, but really just remove civilians from the west side of the Dnipro River to maybe senior officers leaving there. And that really does point to, you know, the Ukrainians closing in on that city.
Well, as you say, most of the headlines have been about Russian losses and Ukraine making a counteroffensive. How might Russia escalate the conflict at this point?
Well, you know, the way they've been escalating is through these missile strikes on critical infrastructure facilities, really targeting power stations, you know, thermal heat stations, things that affect civilians very far from the front lines. And, you know, Ukrainians around the country over the past few days have experienced some sort of power outage. And I think that is going to continue. It's a way to put pressure on the government in Ukraine to, you know, I don't know, succumb to the war or stop the fight. I don't think that's going to happen, but they are really trying to make people miserable for what's expected to be a cold winter.
And speaking of that, President Zelensky met with a group of U.S. congressmen Friday. They talked about the winter that's coming, the need to rebuild the energy infrastructure that you've been talking about. Can you give us an update on the state of the power grid across Ukraine?
Yeah, it's hanging in there, but it is certainly damaged. I think the wave of strikes on Saturday was one of the worst days, where you got up to, I think the numbers that one power supplier put was 50% of the grid was damaged. That being said, many Ukrainians still do have power. They just have to conserve, right? They're being asked for, you know, 4 hours a day. Maybe they will lose power. It's a rolling outage kind of situation. So it's not as bad as it could be yet. And Ukrainians are certainly resilient and willing to kind of put up with this, understanding that, you know, this is kind of a sacrifice made in war. But I do think it's going to get worse if these missile strikes continue.
So we've got about a minute left here, Isabel. Zelensky has also asked the U.S. and other allies for more anti-missile systems. The country hopes to create a stronger air shield against these drone attacks, especially those that are damaging the infrastructure. Has Zelensky gotten any movement on this?
Yeah, I think the country he wants the most movement from is Israel, which obviously has the Iron Dome, has a, you know, bad relationship with Iran, who is providing these drones to Russia. And Israel has not, you know, bit at all. They have said they're not going to supply weapons to Ukraine. But Germany has said they will supply Iris-T air defense systems, which are considered very sophisticated. And the U.S. has also agreed to expedite the shipment of two NASAMS air defense systems. So I think countries are responding, maybe just not quite in the way the Ukrainians had hoped.
Isabel Khashurian is Ukraine bureau chief for The Washington Post. Isabel, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.